Check out the Full Press Hockey Podcast with Jim Behringer, the best in the business. It's going to be great.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this quick update here on the Full Press NHL Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow for a new episode with Tim Peel. Check that out, former NHL referee. But with the Stanley Cup playoffs underway and some action involving the goaltending, involving two guys and a couple of series that we want to get in depth with, it was a good time to come on here. Full Press Hockey Podcast up on YouTube. Please hit the subscribe button below. Check it out at Full Press NHL on Twitter. Check me out at Jim Behringer on Twitter as well. Be posted across all social media platforms as well. I put up some videos on this weekend looking at Connor Hellebuyck of the Winnipeg Jets, Jeremy Swayman of the Boston Bruins. Also looked at Alex Ovechkin, Washington Capitals. And, you know, with the way these series are playing out, you have to wonder to yourself, what is going on? And we're going to start in Toronto and Boston. Jeremy Swayman is the number one goaltender in Boston. And don't let the media and don't let Jim Montgomery, the head coach of the Boston Bruins, tell you otherwise. He's the number one guy. As I put out on Saturday, also check out my work, NHLRumors.com. I put up an article about how Jeremy Swayman needs to be the starting goaltender moving forward. It's Jeremy Swayman's net until it's not Jeremy Swayman's net, okay? Look what he's done against Toronto in this series. The three wins. He's 3-0 against Toronto in this series alone. He's 7-0 going back two seasons now, and he's 6-0 against this team this year. So that's – if talk about domination and talk about a guy being in a player's head. Well, it's Jeremy Swayman, and the Toronto Maple Leafs have no answer for him. Now, did Toronto give him a lot of action in Game 4? No, but give credit to the Boston Bruins for playing great defense against the Maple Leafs, and here we go again with Toronto, but more on that later. Jeremy Swayman is playing great, and yes, he don't forget, he is a restricted free agent this summer. He needs a new contract, and remember what happened last year. It went to arbitration, and it got ugly, and he signed a one-year deal. And now we go back to the trade deadline. Linus Ullmark didn't waive his no-trade clause because he wanted to finish the job with this team. And yes, he played good in Game 2, but he shouldn't have played in Game 2 because of Jeremy Swayman's numbers. And we look at Jeremy Swayman, and we say to ourselves, okay, so what's going on? And we look, 6-0, 1.32 goals against average, 958 save percent against the Toronto Maple Leafs this year. And he gave up one goal in Game 4. He is in the heads of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And when Toronto gets through that Boston defense, he's there to make the big saves. He made big saves in Game 1. He made big saves in Game 3. And he made big saves in Game 4. Yes, Mitch Marner scored a highlight reel goal. But Jeremy Swayman was the difference in this game. Ilya Samsonov and Joseph Woll. Joseph Woll played a period and a half in Game 4. So you really can't judge Joseph Woll. But Ilya Samsonov has not come up for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Goaltending is a big reason why Toronto's not winning, but their star players aren't stepping up. And the star players for Boston are Brad Marchand, David Pastrnak, Jake DeBrusque, the power play and the penalty kill is stepping up. The Toronto Maple Leafs are 1-for-11 in the series. They have scored two or less goals in 10 of the last 12 playoff games. Think about that for a minute. Two or less goals with that high-powered offense who finished second in the NHL this season in goals. Two or less goals in 10 of their last 12 playoff games. Meanwhile, everybody said, oh, Boston is a weaker team. Well, entering this season, yes, we thought the Bruins would, you know, maybe fall back a little bit, not be like the team they were last year. But there was never any doubt for me because you had Swayman and Ullmark and you had that defense and you had leaders that were still there. Marchand's finding his own voice. Zaka's playing well. Coyle's playing well. Yes, the Leafs were better down the middle. Yes, they have more offense, but they always fail. And Boston's in their head. They have not beaten Toronto since – Toronto has not beaten Boston since 1959. It's a long time ago. And I know none of those players were there. And a lot of this group has not been there, the remembrance of 2013. But they were there for the recent failures that went to Game 7 and they lost. Boston is in the heads of the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's what's going on. And you say to yourself, well, Boston's up 3-1. Here we go again. They did it to Florida last year. Anything can happen. Boston's got a different mindset. They're out to prove that last year was last year and this year is this year. And we've seen what happened where the President's Trophy winners lose the year before and they come back, potentially go to a Stanley Cup. Boston is the real deal. I had Boston winning this series until the Maple Leafs proved to me that they can play in the playoffs, and one series win does not do that for me. I thought Boston was a better team. I thought Boston been in their head. Boston's won every game they've played this year. Up and down the lineup, McAvoy, Lindholm, the list goes on. The guys are stepping up for this team. Trent Frederick stepping up big goals. And Samsonov is giving up leaky goals. I mean, game three, that Trent Frederick shot should not go in. Those are backbreakers. And again, turnovers and dumb penalties end up in the back of your net, and that's what's happened in Toronto Maple Leafs. Game four, Domi, stupid cross-check, power play goal, late. You know, I mean, can't do that. You know, turnover, goal. That's the MO of this team. Yes, they got a different players on the team, Domi, Bertuzzi, but the same thing is happening. Yes, Austin Matthews isn't feeling well. William Nylander missed a couple of games. But Mitch Marner, where's he been? And the playoff performances have not been good for the Toronto Maple Leafs team. These guys, this core four, something has to change. You cannot continuously run this thing back year after year after year, getting the same result. It's time for the Toronto Maple Leafs to break up this core. You can't move Matthews. You can't move Nylander. Tavares' contract is what Tavares' contract is. He's got 1 year left. That'll play itself out. The guy you have to deal with is Mitch Marner. He has a no-trade clause. You need to go to him and say, where do you want to go? Because I think he puts too much pressure on himself in the playoffs. He doesn't hold on to the puck enough, and he just sometimes just looks disinterested. Matthews is dealing with an illness. He didn't return in game four. So something with this Toronto psyche has to change. But again, it all goes back to when Kyle Dubas was there. You signed an $11 million player. John Tavares, did you really need it? You had so many holes to fill. Number one defenseman, number one goaltender. Hey, they had Frederik Andersen. Hey, he's in Carolina. Look what he's doing. Playing great. Maybe it wasn't Freddie's fault after all. Maybe it wasn't Jack Campbell's fault. You know, their star players are not showing up. It's great to have depth. Look, the teams that win the Stanley Cup have depth, but the teams that win the Stanley Cup also have their top guys show up. Austin Matthews, one goal, not good enough. Mitch Marner, one goal, not good enough. You know, this is not good enough. When Tampa won, you knew who the players were. Yes, their third line was taking care of business, but it was Stamkos. It was Kucherov, Palat, Point. Like, those guys are stepping up. Colorado, McKinnon. Yeah, Arturi Lehkonen continues to be a playoff performer for Colorado. And we'll get to that series in a minute. Same with Valden and Nichushkin, but it was McKinnon, Makar, all those guys. Their top players have to step up, and it's Toronto's top players that are not getting the job done. And here we go again. The same conversations we're having over and over and over again each year. The Toronto Maple Leafs core needs to be broken up, and it's going to come down to Mitch Marner leaving, and it might be the best thing for him, and he may find his game again. Maybe he won't. Who knows? But the fact of the matter is he needs to leave. And they need to break up this core. And maybe the Shannon plan and Brendan Shanahan might be gone. Maybe the ownership is tired of what they're seeing. Brad Treliving just got there. He knows what this team needs. It's going to be interesting. Again, the series isn't over until a team wins four games. But this Toronto Maple Leafs team looks defeated, and they look lost against this Boston Bruins team. And Jeremy Swayman is the number one goaltender for the Boston Bruins. He is. He's going to sign an extension in the summer. They'll figure it out. They'll move out Linus Ullmark. This is Linus Ullmark's last rodeo with the Boston Bruins. And here we go. Because it's Jeremy Swayman's net. He wants to play each and every night. And right now, you have to play him the way he's playing against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Because there was no reason for him not to play game two. I know you have a goalie rotation, but come the playoffs, you have to pick one guy. Set it on WVTK. Set it up on Rye Peterson's show. All the different areas you can find me. Let's Talk Sports, you know, Monday Night Maniacs, you know, TGI Sports Talk, wherever you can get me, even have it on my Twitter at Jim Berenger. Jeremy Swayman's net until it's not Jeremy Swayman's net. And if the Boston Bruins go through, it's his net still. Don't go back to the rotation because Swayman is locked in. And this is what you need to win a Stanley Cup. The Bruins have a different mindset. Let's see if they could close it out in game five. Speaking of a guy that doesn't have it right now, Connor Hellebuyck for the Winnipeg Jets. He signed that 8-year extension along with Mark Scheifele the beginning of the year. He's the presumed Vezina Trophy winner this year. He won the Jennings Trophy with Laurent Brossoit. And the Winnipeg Jets are down 3-1 to the Colorado Avalanche. And he's given up 19 goals in the series. 19 goals. And Colorado scored 22 goals in the series. Not good. Not good at all. Okay. He has a 5.0 goals against average. Okay. Sub 870 save percentage. Not good enough from the Vezina Trophy winner. Not good enough. Okay. Just not good enough. And he's 1-7 in his last 8 playoff starts. And this goes back. Like, yes, this is over the last 2 years against Vegas last year and now Colorado this year. It all goes back to game one. Look, wrote it up on fullpresshockey.com. Check it out. It's there. I mentioned it. Jacob Markstrom against the Edmonton Oilers, 2022 second round playoff series. They're up 6-2 the Flames. Should have just cruised city. And no, they let Edmonton back in the series. Let Edmonton back in the game. Let Edmonton back in the series for sure. They got in Markstrom's head. Yes, they won the game 9-6, but it shouldn't have been like that. And Markstrom's game would never recovered after that. And he went through a year where he was up and down and wasn't sure of himself until this year. That's the damage that can be done in the playoffs to a goaltender when you have a shootout in game one. The Jets were in cruise control up 6-3. There's no reason that game should have finished 7-6. No reason. And everybody was looking at Alexander Georgiev. And I give a shout out to Russ Cohen, who's been on the podcast before, who said, what about Connor Hellebuck's play? And you know what? Yes, he had a better game than Georgiev, but he hasn't been the better goaltender in the series, and that's what you thought he was going to be. Georgiev has turned it around. He's played so good for Colorado, silencing the critics. And Colorado's best offense, defense is their offense, and they continue to light it up. Valor Nichushkin, hat trick in game four. Arturi Lehkonen, another goal. What finds by Joe Sakic? What gets by Joe Sakic? Remember, Nichushkin was out of the league. He was drafted by Dallas in 2013. Dallas left and went to Colorado, signed a 1-year contract, and now look at him. Arturi Lehkonen was picked up from the Montreal Canadiens. He was a good playoff performer for the Canadiens in their run. And look at him now. I mean, he is playing really well. Cale Makar, Nathan MacKinnon, Casey Mittelstadt's even stepped up. Rantanen, right? Forget regular season stats. Yes, they were blown out by Dallas, Winnipeg, Edmonton. But again, they got to their system because the regular season stats don't matter. It all matters. Everything gets reset in the playoffs. We all knew that. Colorado's got a great team, especially when they play on their toes and not on their heels. And Gorgiev's been there even when they've been on their heels, even when Winnipeg's been threatening to score goals. But again, Connor Hellebuyck is the reason why the Winnipeg Jets are not leading in this series or tied. Not to mention the structure in front of them. They've gone away from it, and they look like the team that lost to Vegas last year in 5 games. But they just mailed it in. Not playing good defense. That's what they were. They gave up the fewest goals in the National Hockey League this year. There was a stretch where they went 20 games where they only gave up 2 or fewer goals. And look at them now. This is not good for a Rick Bonus coach team. Everybody was supposed to buy in at the beginning of the year. That's why Hellebuyck signed. That's what Scheifele signed. And I feel like karma is biting this team in the butt. Go back to when Scheifele hit Evans at the end of game one in the bubble, got suspended. His playoff, he was having a great playoff. And then he hasn't been the same player in the playoff since then. I really do believe that that's really messing him up. You know, this team in the playoffs, if you go back to it, 2018, they played really well, and they probably should have eliminated Nashville in 6 games, didn't, had to go 7. That they did beat Winnipeg in the Winnipeg. They did beat Vegas in game one of the Western Conference Final, but then after that, Hellebuyck, again, didn't show up. The Jets team just didn't show up. they have issues in the playoffs, and so does he. And he needs to figure this out. It feels like it's that Pittsburgh, you know, thing going with, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury years ago, where after they won that cup, he just couldn't get it done in the playoffs. They got to reset. They got to figure this thing out, or it could be over in five. Connor Hellebuyck just not the guy in the playoffs right now. And the stats prove it. Like I said, the stats prove it. You give up 19 goals in four games this year. You gave up 18 goals last year in the playoffs in five games. Not good enough for a team that was expected to go far and make a run and potentially be, you know, the, what do we want to say, the Canadian hope to win a Stanley Cup. I don't know if it's them. It might be, you know what? It might just be the Edmonton Oilers. Who knows? But right now, the Winnipeg Jets have an issue, and it's a Connor Hellebuyck problem. He is not good right now. Not good at all. And this is the reason why the Jets are where they are. And he was pulling game four for Laurent Brossoit, and it's just not good. Rick Bonus said he just needed to give him a break, but he has given up 3+ goals in 8 straight playoff games. Just not good. He's got an .871 save percentage and a 5.0 goals against average this season for the Jets before he got pulled. I mean, these stats are not good, and they're very concerning for a guy who's probably going to win the Vezina Trophy this year. So the Winnipeg Jets on elimination watch. You have Toronto Maple Leafs on elimination watch. Look, Ovi just seems to be checked out for Washington right now. Not good. He's getting frustrated. The Rangers are just playing well, doing what they're supposed to be doing. You know, Freddie Anderson playing great for Carolina. Give credit to the New York Islanders for staving off elimination. Matt Barzal, 2 goals. You know, Semyon Varlamov playing really well for this team. You know, you go down to Tampa, right? We talk about the goaltenders, Bobrovsky, Vasilevsky. There were great saves by Bobrovsky, series-changing saves by Bobrovsky in game 2 on Matt Dumba. You know, Tampa figured it out, staved off elimination. We'll see if they can extend the series. Again, Freddie Anderson made 2 great saves. Full press coverage was there on site for game 3. 2 saves, Noah Dobson and Romanoff. I mean, the Carolina Hurricanes are the better team. They will probably win in 5 games, but you never know. Maybe the Islanders force a game 6. You never know. Remember, the Islanders have come back from 3-0 before, but it was a long, long time ago, right? And look, the LA Kings, they don't have an answer for Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Zach Hyman. Their 1-3-1 isn't working. It's not like Boston's neutral zone trap. It's not like Vegas's neutral zone trap where they figure things out, right? You know, Dallas is back in the series. Wyatt Johnson, 2 goals, huge. You know, Logan Thompson is the reason why Vegas is in this series. Again, it comes down to goaltending. If your goaltender can keep you in a game, one shot changes everything. One shot literally changes anything. And Washington just ran out of steam, and they ran into a wall, and the Rangers are doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. Vancouver's gone through 3 goalies now. You know, it's just crazy to see what's going on. But again, you look at it and you say to yourself, okay, you have Swayman on one hand doing really well, what's supposed to be doing. Same with Vasilevsky, Bobrovsky, Anderson, all those guys. Then you just say, why is Connor Hellebuyck the way he is? Something upstairs is just not right. And like I said, you go around and you say to yourself, you know, well, you know, they had Talbot LA, but they're making a change. And they're still sticking with Skinner, but they're playing run and gun hockey. You know, it's the way you play your system, and it's the way you play and how you play in front of them that get the results. And if your power play's clicking, and if you have the right matchup, again, Toronto and Boston, right matchup for Boston. LA, Edmonton, right matchup for Edmonton. You know, Dallas, Vegas is a great series. Carolina has the Islanders number. You know, the Rangers are doing what they're supposed to be doing. You know, these games have been great. Yeah, some not too many overtime games. We had a first double overtime game, Carolina and the Islanders in game 4. But you know what? That's what it's all about. And it's great to see because the playoffs are exciting and all the games have been really good and the coverage has been really good. And also shout out to Full Press Hockey's new partner, BetAnalytics.com. Check them out. Promo code FPH24. You know, check them out over there. You know, the best in the business in analytics and edge for your gambling needs. So again, BetAnalytics.com. Use the promo code FPH24. We'll link them up here and we'll get it up here on the podcast as well. We'll get them come on and talk about everything in our partnership that we have going on. So please support the channel. Please support the Twitter page and all our pages out there, because there's a lot of great work going on here on FullPressHockey.com. Full Press Hockey Podcast. Again, hit the subscribe button to stay in tune for the latest. Put those notifications on as well. You can get this also on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. We played on Spitball and Sports, Northeast Streaming Sports, and all the groups on Facebook that we're a part of. But again, I just want to let you know a quick update on what's going on in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And before we get out of here, Lindy Ruff back in Buffalo doesn't make any sense to me. You want 15 years of no playoffs? Fine. You know, Ruff did good work in New Jersey, but look who he had as his assistants. One of those guys is with the Nashville Predators in the playoffs right now. Andrew Brunette playing the right way with that team. So, again, they need to play defense. Remember, Ruff, I will give him credit. The Devils struggled this year because they didn't buy into playing defense. And he did say at the beginning of the year, if we're not going to be committed to playing defense, we're going to struggle a lot. Buffalo has great young defensemen. They need a number one goaltender and they need to play defense. You know, Ruff had them in the playoffs, but let's see, it's a tough division still. So I'll be interested to see what happens there. Utah hockey, everybody's talking about it. Everybody's loving it. The players who are there now, man, they feel like they're back in the National League again. So shout out to what's going on in Utah. A lot of great things happening there in the National Hockey League as well. And shout out to all their partners, because, you know, without HBO Max this weekend, probably not watching games, a little R&R this weekend before we got some, you know, we did some little bit of work. Like I said, fullpresshockey.com for the Connor Hellebuck article. You know, check out at Jim Berenger for the videos as well of what was going on this weekend. But again, this has been the Full Press Hockey Podcast. I've been your host, Jim Berenger. Get it. Full Press Hockey Podcast, YouTube, fullpresshockey.com, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Tomorrow, big guest, former NHL referee, Tim Peel on the show as well. We'll break down all the officiating, get his thoughts on some of these series. But guys, take care. Enjoy the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Barry Trotz, Nashville Predators, making sure you're listening to Full Press Hockey Podcast.